Alright folks, welcome back to Digital Minimalism, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to steal your attention. I'm Jake Carter, your host and resident digital detox guru. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? That's what life feels like these days, right? Notifications pinging, emails flooding in, social media beckoning. It's enough to make your head spin. But guess what? We can break free from this digital hamster wheel. Today, we're diving deep into how to conquer distractions and reclaim your focus in this crazy, connected world. Here's the thing, friends. Distractions aren't just annoying little buzzkills, they're productivity assassins. They chip away at our concentration, steal precious time, and leave us feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. You know that feeling when you start a task with the best intentions, then find yourself an hour later scrolling through cat videos? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, we have the power to break this cycle. So, how do we actually overcome these digital distractions? Well, buckle up because I've got 5 golden nuggets of wisdom for you. First off, become a conscious consumer of technology. Ask yourself, do I really need to be on my phone right now? Is this notification truly important? Start saying no to those endless streams of information that don't serve your goals. Number 2, create digital boundaries. Think of them as your personal space, your mental oasis. Set specific times for checking emails and social media, maybe during your lunch break or at the end of the workday, and stick to it. Treat these times like appointments you wouldn't miss. You'd be surprised how liberating it feels to reclaim control over your digital life. Number 3, master the art of deep work. This means dedicating focused chunks of time to a single task, without distractions. Put on those noise-canceling headphones, silence your phone, and get in the zone. Studies show that deep work sessions can be up to 50% more productive than constantly switching between tasks. It's like training your brain to become a laser-focused ninja of productivity. Fourth, remember that your phone is not your best friend, at least not all the time. Make a conscious effort to engage in real-life interactions, have face-to-face conversations, and step away from the screen. The world outside your phone is full of amazing experiences waiting to be discovered. And finally, number 5. Find joy in the simple things. Put down that phone and appreciate a beautiful sunset, take a walk in nature, read a good book, anything that brings you peace and satisfaction without the constant digital buzz. Remember, happiness doesn't come from a notification, it comes from living fully in the present moment. Now, let me tell you a story. I was working on this podcast episode last week, trying to get my thoughts organized, when suddenly, bam, my phone pings with a new message. It's just a silly meme, but it sends me down a rabbit hole of social media scrolling. An hour later, I'm staring blankly at the screen, feeling like I accomplished nothing. Sound familiar? This is exactly what we're talking about. The constant temptation to check our phones can derail even the most well-intentioned plans. But by applying these 5 tips, becoming conscious consumers, setting boundaries, practicing deep work, disconnecting from our devices, and finding joy in the simple things, we can break free from this cycle of distraction and reclaim control over our time and attention. Remember, folks, you are not your phone. You are so much more than a collection of notifications and likes. It's time to step into your power and design a life that's truly fulfilling, both online and offline. So, what are you waiting for? Take action. Set those boundaries, schedule those deep work sessions, and go out there and live a life that's less about distractions and more about intention. I can't wait to hear your stories. Share your triumphs and challenges with me on social media. And as always, keep detoxing, my friends. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.